When we die and go to heaven, how can we live without a body? Because it says flesh and blood cannot enter heaven, but yet it says our loved ones will know who we are. I don't remember it saying our loved ones will know who we are. I think they will, but I don't remember that being in the scripture. But as far as the body, let's look at... let me pull up the... I didn't have my little poster running. Not message poster. Scripture poster. Look at 1 Corinthians 15. And I want to look at verse 51. What happens at the end of this dispensation, the dispensation of the grace of God? Behold, I show you a secret, a mystery. I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. In other words, not all of us in the body of Christ are going to die. Some of us at the end of the body of Christ are going to have this happen to us. But we shall all be changed. And that's relating to what your question is, the change. We will be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, and that's not Donald Trump, but at the last trump. The trump is the sound a trumpet makes, okay? At the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ, that's those that died. I lost my place here. No, I didn't. Somewhere, I don't know where I got that. It was in the back of my head, I guess, but it doesn't say dead in Christ there, does it? The dead shall be raised incorruptible. But he's talking about those that have believed the first four verses of this chapter. He starts out with the gospel, and those in the gospel, having believed the gospel, are in the body of Christ, and that's the ones he's talking about here. The dead shall be raised incorruptible. You see there's a difference there? And we shall be changed. There's that change again. But if you look back further, let me get this other... that's only got single verses. Let me find them. I'm opening Theophilus. It's available in the software section of the website in the banner up there. And I'm looking for about 44, verse 44. Let me just see if... no, it's before that. We'll start at 42. Let me get it in this poster here, 42. And as we go through, I think you'll see what happens to our body. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown, the body is sown in corruption. That's now. We rot. You put it in the ground and it rots. You put it in airtight and everything, and it still rots. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. So it's saying there is something that raises, that is raised again, and it's incorruptible then. It is sown in dishonor. It's raised in glory. It's sown in weakness. That's us now. It is raised in power. Let's go to 44. It is sown a natural body, and that pretty well describes us today, doesn't it? It is raised a spiritual body. It's still a body, but it's governed by the Spirit. It's spirit. It's just like you're thirsty, and your brain makes your hand reach out for the glass of water. Well, the Holy Spirit makes spiritual bodies. Here it says it is raised a spiritual body, controls our body, spiritual body, not the body we've got now. We're the same person, same spirit. You know, if you've believed the gospel that Christ died for all your sins, they're all paid for, and that God was satisfied with it and raised Jesus from the dead without any of those sins, that they were all paid for. If you believe that, then your spirit is, it says you're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Let me get that verse up here. Your spirit is already in heaven. Let me find that. That's 2:6, I think. Let's start with 5. Ephesians 2:5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us, made us alive, in other words, together with Christ. In other words, when Christ was made alive, we were made alive as those of us that have believed. You know, you can't understand eternity very well, or the Trinity, you know, things like that. Anyway, when Christ was raised, those of us that believe were raised back then. That was our resurrection, our new life, that of the Spirit, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, Ephesians 2:6, and hath raised us up together. Do you see that hath raised? That's past tense. It's already happened. He's raised us up, those of us that believe, up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places. Not in an imagination, you know, not in maybe someday we'll get there, but has raised us up and seated us, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Christ is in heaven, and we're in Christ once we believe. Our spirits are there. Our bodies are down here, and the soul is, you know, he created the body, Adam's body, out of clay, and breathed, spirit breathed into Adam the breath of life. And Adam, body and spirit, became a living soul. So our soul makes decisions from our spirit and tells our body what to do and how to behave. And that's an unregenerated person. But once you're regenerated, that's an unsaved person, put it that way. Once you're saved by believing Paul's gospel, then that the spirit that we choose, our soul here on earth chooses between the urges of our body, I want more money, I want more fun, or whatever it might be, we choose between that and between the Spirit's urging us, the Holy Spirit in heaven that has, you know, that we are in Christ with and that indwells us. He gives us choices that are spiritual choices to grow, to be more like Christ. Well, in our decisions, the soul here that we exercise decisions, make decisions with on earth, we become enabled to make righteous decisions. It doesn't mean we always do, but we do most of the time. We're given a desire. When you hear people say that, well, then I can do whatever I want if I'm saved without works, none of my works count. Well, that's true, but a person that hasn't been saved can only think in terms of pleasing themselves. That's whatever they want. Once you're saved and you've got the Spirit of God in you, the Spirit, you understand, the Spirit is what motivates you. When He is within you, you're motivated to do godly things, to exercise that righteousness of God that's imputed to us. So, where were we? Verse 44, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There's a natural body, and there's a spiritual body. Did I post that 44? Let me get back there. Almost done with this, and we'll get to the lesson then. 44. There is a natural body. 45. And there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, and the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. And we'll get back to that. It's explained a little further down further here. Howbeit, that was not first, which is spiritual. We haven't experienced yet the spiritual body. I mean, we have the Spirit of Christ in us, and we are saved. Our spirit is seated in heavenly places. We've experienced that, but our bodies are natural bodies still. That was not first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And after that, which is spiritual, afterward, that which is spiritual. In other words, after that change that 1 Corinthians 15:51 and 52 was talking about, after we're resurrected, the first man is of the earth. That's who they mentioned before, Adam, is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. That's Jesus Christ. So you go back to, you go back to verse 45, scroll up a couple of verses, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. That's Jesus Christ. The Lord is that spirit, 2 Corinthians 3:18. So I hope that helps.